Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
So I've come to find out more about another course today at Rosset Adult Learning, and I've found somebody who does a selection of courses that I've never actually had a chat about. So would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what courses you do here?
Okay, so my name's Andy Eisen, and I do politics, philosophy and economics courses here at Rosset.
How did you get into that? Why is that your area of passion?
I think as a child, children's television stopped at 6 o'clock, and if you wanted to watch anything on the telly, you had to watch the news. So I'm giving my age away, really. You know, I'm a child of the 60s and the 70s. Now, I've always been interested in the big issues, and I think a lot of people are, but don't always feel that they have the knowledge, the understanding. They don't really know the starting point very often for how to actually get into these things. And, you know, there's a great interest in them. So I try to provide some background, some context for things that are going on.
And do you change the content of your course? Because it, like a school, Rosset Adult Learning runs on, you know, a sort of termly basis. So do you change what you talk about?
I offer the course is normally run for between 4 and 6 weeks to fit in with the school half terms, really. But in terms of the content, I tend to come up with things that are either topical, be it to do with things like Brexit. Next term, I'm actually doing one on the American political system because the situation with Donald Trump continues to be fascinating, and as indeed does Brexit. You know, you can't just sort of leave these, you know, it's a decision that was made. Are you just going with your life? These things do continue to impact. And I think there's a lot of anxiety around those things. Next term, I'm doing a course on American civil rights. Civil rights movement really was, you know, seemed to have solved everything 50 or 60 years ago. But it's still very, very topical now. So but in terms of the content of the courses, a lot does depend on the people who come along. So there's a sort of a dialogue between myself and the students who come along, so it can be relevant to them.
And what sort of people come to your courses?
Intelligent. Bright. You'd be very welcome yourself.
You know. I don't know about that.
No, generally they're people who are, dare I say, over 30, really meaning over 40. But there are some younger students as well. Especially, I've had a few students who are looking at going on to university, and that actually is a really interesting situation because a lot of times, if you're going to university, say, to read something like politics or economics, you haven't always had the chance to actually explore those topics in detail and to share your own thoughts, explore your own ideas and understanding. So some younger students as well.
I think that could be a really good option for somebody, actually, who's trying to apply to university or has been to university and come out the other side, because there's not many opportunities where you can have those conversations and actually ask, wait, what on earth does that mean? Because if you ask that in that situation, sometimes you kind of think, oh, they don't know.
Schools do all they can, for example, in terms of preparing students for interview, which, you know, many, obviously, if you apply to university or indeed if you apply for a job. This, because you're often bringing together people of different political background, political ideas, different ages, different experiences, you just naturally get a diverse range of opinions, and people interpret things in a different way. They have access to different levels of knowledge. You have to be able to listen, you have to be able to respect, you have to be able to present an argument, you have to be able to support that argument with evidence, information which is appropriately chosen and presented, you know. So I find it endlessly fascinating, you know.
Are you the right man to run this course then?
Look, obviously I'm very good looking, you can see that. I mean, it's a shame this is radio,
it's a
you know,
big
obviously.
Shame, yeah.
No, I am passionate about it. I'm passionate about learning. I used to teach in schools, you know, and this is a great opportunity for me. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to continue to be involved in education, you know.
So for next term then, because the courses at the moment have already begun, can you remember when your course is going to be running for next term?
They start in the beginning of January.
And do they tend to run on an evening?
They do. My courses are running on a Tuesday and a Wednesday next term, but there are also courses on a Monday, I know. I'll be doing courses looking at just the stories behind the news. So, you know, very, very topical. It could even be something that comes up that day. I just have to trust myself that that I've got something to say about that. I'll also be doing courses about the American political system, and also about civil rights in the United States.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Andy, and best of luck with your next term.
Thank you very much, and please feel free to come along, and, you know, I'm sure you'd enjoy it.
I think I would, yes. Thank you.
That's great, thank you.
Rossett Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.